Mark chapter 1, verse 40 through 44. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. I believe I'll start over with that. I want to take you to this occasion. I want you to go there. Jesus, preaching in their synagogues, been casting out devils, been healing all manner of sickness. Now a leper comes running up to him. And there came a leper to him. The leper came to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You notice that Jesus, in all of his power, in all of his majesty, and his ability to cleanse and make whole, he never bypassed the law. He never did. He knew that the law, the rituals that they did, had nothing to do with what he did for that man. But he said, go. You go do what you normally would do if you'd have been cleansed by any other means. You go for a testimony that you are cleansed. I want us tonight to do our very best to visit this leper's mind. I want to go into his mind tonight. And I want to preach a message entitled, Something's Eating at Me. Something's Eating at Me. That's the reason he run to Jesus. He knew that something was eating at him, eating on him, gnawing his very life away. In what Mark just told us, I want to share with you what Luke the physician saw in the same circumstance. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. One saw that he was a leper. Luke says he's full of leprosy. Who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him. Mark said he kneeled. Luke saw the depths of what he did. He fell on his face before him and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Matthew, the former tax collector, he happened to see what was going on. This is what he saw. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, talking about Jesus. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. Mark said he kneeled. Luke said, I saw more of it than you did, Mark. He bowed down on his face. And in Matthew's mind, he realized that, hey, this man is doing more than kneeling. He's doing more than just getting on his face. But he is worshiping Jesus, the Son of the living God. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. If you've got pen and you don't mind writing in your Bible, over there next to the text where we read the text, where Jesus told him to say nothing to no man, and he saith unto him, See, thou say nothing to no man. Mark a little star there and underline that and remember that for safekeeping. Jesus told him to say nothing to no man. Now we find a leper. He sees Jesus. He kneels. He goes farther and he falls on his face. And he worships Jesus because Jesus has something that he needs. Jesus has an answer to the problem that is in his life. I want to read a little commentary on what that problem consisted of. It was leprosy. It was a horrendous disease of their day. They didn't have hospice. They didn't have the facilities we have. They didn't have the medical technology that we have today. Even though with all the technology we have, men and women are still dying all around us of cancer and various diseases. Such as they that had leprosy, they've died with this horrible disease. Leprosy. This disease begins with specks on the eyelids, on the palms, and gradually spreading over the body, bleaching the hair white wherever they appear, crusting the affected parts with white scales, and causing terrible sores and swellings. From the skin, the disease eats inward to the bones, rotting the whole body piece by piece. By peace. It eats from the outside unto the inside. It is parallel to the sin that gets a hold of men's hearts and women's hearts tonight. But sin doesn't eat from the outside to the inside as much as it eats from the inside to the outside. You see, every sin that a man commits, the writer of Proverbs, I believe it was, said to keep thy heart with all diligence, for of it are the issues of life. If there is adultery, it's coming out of that heart. If there is thievery, it's coming out of that heart. If there is drunkenness, it's coming out of that heart. And that sin is eating like a leprosy, eating from the inside, eating to the outside, destroying piece by piece by piece that entire person and that entire body. In Christ's day, no leper could live in a walled town, though he might in an open village. But wherever he was required to have his outer garment rent as a sign of deep grief, to go bareheaded and to cover his beard with his mantle, as if in lamentation at his own virtual death. He was commanded to take and cover his face and cover his head with a mantle. And if anyone got near to him, he were to cry, unclean, unclean, unclean. Don't come near me because I am unclean. I have a horrible disease and I cannot fellowship with you. I cannot come near you. I am an outcast. I can't live in the city that's got a wall. I have to go to the village, the unwalled place. I cannot dwell among everyday people. Something horrible is going on in this man's life. It wasn't just a simple good body coming in the back door of the local church and coming down to the altar and praying, but this man was being eaten alive by a disease that he could not do nothing about within himself. He was being eaten alive by something that had gotten a hold of him. And think with me tonight as we preach as in the first person of this leper, and he's saying, something is eating at
at me, and I cannot stop it. I cannot stop it from eating and gnawing at my life and my body. Is anybody where they can help me? By calling out unclean, unclean, nor could he speak to anyone or receive or return a salutation, since in the East this involves an embrace. He couldn't even speak to anybody because they would embrace when they would speak. It's symbolic of sin. As I've already said, leprosy was the outward and visible sign of the innermost spiritual corruption. A meat emblem in its small beginnings, its gradual spread, its internal disfigurement, its dissolution little by little of the whole body. It's small in its beginnings, but it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And its hold gets tighter and tighter and tighter. Its dissolution of that whole body, of that which corrupts, degrades, and defiles man's inner nature, and renders him unmeet to enter the presence of a pure and holy God. Our Lord cured lepers in His day. This divine power so manifested illustrates His gracious dealings with men in the curing the leprosy of the soul, the fatal taint of sin. Something is eating at me. Visualize with me this leper. He wakes up in the morning. He realizes he's got leper. A loved one told him, "You've got those spots on your eyes." And they begin to see the scales coming upon his body. He begins to see the hair turning white in certain places. According to the law, he goes to the priest to be examined to see if indeed he has got leprosy. He goes to the priest and they go through the ritual and examination, and he tells him, "You have got this horrible disease." Such as we'd go to the doctor with symptoms of many things today. And that doctor would tell us, "You have got this horrible disease. And you must do something about it." But the priest knew nothing to tell him to do about it because they had no cure. They had no remedy for this. There was nothing he could do about it. So he goes home from the priest, from talking to the priest, and he's on his way home. And he's thinking and he's reminiscing. All of a sudden, his entire life goes before him. All of his dreams, all of his hopes for tomorrow, they're vanished, they're crumbled, they're destroyed. Because he knows what's coming down the road. He knows the ultimate end of leprosy. He knows the very end that it's going to bring unto his life. He knows that it won't be long now. He'll begin to fall apart. His limbs will begin to fall off because that leprosy would begin to eat at them. Oh, now he begins to live in that horrible fear. He begins to live in that horrible dread from day to day to day, realizing what has got a hold of him, realizing what has taken charge of his life. Monday, he thought he was in charge. Monday, he thought he was in control of everything he did. But Tuesday, from that one symptom and that one visit to the priest's office, he realizes that everything is not as good as I thought it would. Oh, that men today and women today would realize what sin is doing to them, what sin is doing and how it is conquering their lives and how it is eating away piece by piece by piece. A subtle destruction of life. Amen. There is joy in this life. There is joy walking in the King's highway. It is joy to run my last mile home. But visit with me into this leper's mind. He has no reason for joy. He has no reason for happiness. He has no reason for peace because he knows something's got a hold of me and it is eating at me. He feels a pain in his little finger. And all that he can think about, he doesn't think it's arthritis. He thinks, "Oh no, that leprosy's eating in there because I saw the scale. I saw the sore. One writer said he was full of leprosy. You know what full is? It means it's all over him. On his fingers, on his wrist, on his legs, on his face, on his back, on his feet. It's all over him. And it's eating at him. It's gnawing at his body. But it's affecting his mind also. There's nothing. There's nothing that he can do about it. It's eating at him. It's horrible. It's horrible to know something is eating at me and eating on me, and I can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing about it. I run here, I run there. I run everywhere trying to find a solution. But nobody can help me. Nobody can solve this that's going on. He's living with that. Think about it tonight. He's living with that. Every moment you walk without God, every moment you walk in disobedience to God, every moment you walk out of harmony with God's will, that should be gnawing at your very soul tonight. To know that the judgment of God hangs over you. Jonathan Edwards preached the message and he said, sinners in the hands of an angry God. Because the Bible tells me that God is angry at sin every day. Amen. He's angry at sin. He loves the sinner enough that he gave his life on Calvary, that Jesus shed his blood that we might be free from the bondage of sin. And Jesus is the only solution to remedy the sin problem. Sin is eating and gnawing and chewing on your life tonight. It is gnawing. It is gnawing. It is gnawing. Eating your very life away. And Jesus is the only answer. He is the only solution. That's why the leper, he did not run to Peter. He did not run to Mark. He did not run to Bartholomew. But he heard what Jesus had done. He heard what Jesus was able to do. And there's the one that he knelt. He fell on his face. And he worshiped him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's gnawing and eating at him. I'm going to die one day. Not of old age. But I'm going to die because of what's eating at me. A daily gnawing, a daily fear, an inner cry for help and mercy. Deep inside, he's crying. He's screaming for mercy. He don't know what to do, but he hears about Jesus. He heard about that great teacher sitting on the hillside that said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He heard about that great teacher that said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He heard about that great teacher that said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God, or they are the children of God. He heard how that he went through those towns already, very early in his ministry, and he's already touched and healed all kind of diseases. He's already healed these. Something's eating in him. Now he sees Jesus. Now something else is gnawing at him. He heard that Jesus has healed. He's heard that Jesus has made free that was in bondage. But this is gnawing at him now. This is eating at him. He can, but will he? He can, but will he? A man in Morgantown, Mississippi, they said he would not go to church. He would not pray. He's a war veteran from Vietnam. Why don't you go to church? Why don't you pray? He said, I killed too many people when I was in Vietnam. God will not forgive me. The devil had convinced that man that God would not forgive him. God would not pardon him for killing those men that he'd killed. So that ate with him and went to his grave. This leprosy, it's eating at him. It's eating at this leper. I know he will. I've heard testimony after testimony after testimony that he has. But will he? Now that can really gnaw at you if you let it. Amen. That'll gnaw at you if you let it. I know there's help. I know that gnaws at Sister Stephanie and those that would need employment. And you go to that interview and it's eating at you on your way down there. I know there's a job there, but will they hire me? I know I've got an interview, but will they hire me? You go lay down on that table and they start shooting the anesthesia in you. You're going to have surgery to correct a problem in your life. And you're laying there and you're saying to yourself, I know that there's help, but will it help me? I know that it's helped others. I know that it's made a difference in their life and in their health situation. But will it help me? Here he is. It's not enough that this is eating at his life. It's not enough. He's no doubt already had a finger fall off because it rotted off from the disease of leprosy. It's not enough that now, instead of walking, he's dragging his right foot because there's no muscle power in it, because it's hurting and he's in pain and he's covered his face up and he's shouting unclean to everybody. He's an outcast to society. Nobody wants to be in his presence. Nobody wants to be in his company. Nobody wants to talk to him. It's eating at him and gnawing at his physical man. But now something's gnawing at his mind. Here comes Jesus. Here comes help. Here comes the Messiah. Here comes the Redeemer. Here comes the great physician. Here he comes. I see him coming down the road. I know he's got power. I know he's got strength. I know he's got help. But will he help me? Have I been too sorry? Have I been too low? Have I been too downright? Have I been too far in left field? Have I been too wicked? Will he help me? So it's eating at him. It's gnawing at him. I can't stand it. He's looking at Jesus as he's coming. And then he sees Jesus. And Jesus looks at him through those beautiful, marvelous eyes of compassion. Those same eyes that as he will in time to come turn around and look and see Peter, who is to deny him. Peter standing afar off while Jesus is there at that mock crowd. And the Bible says he turned and looked that way. He sees the compassion of Christ. He sees that Jesus is looking like he may do something. In verse 41, and Jesus moved with compassion. You know you can't move with compassion unless you've got compassion. You cannot duplicate compassion. Amen. If you don't have it, you won't move with it. Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. But it seemed like a million years. It seemed like years. It seemed like hours. That hand going toward him. Brother Thorny, come up here and be my leper tonight. He saw Jesus coming. It's eating at him. I know he can. I know he can. And so he falls down. He falls down. He not only kneels, but he falls on his face. And he worshiped Jesus. And he says something to Jesus. He says, if thou will. If thou will. It seems like hours. It seems like hours is going by. If you will. And he's looking up at Jesus. He's looking up at him with tears in his eyes. I believe you will. I believe you can, rather. I believe you're able. I believe you're able, but will you? And he looks and he sees that hand heading his way. It's eating at him now. Nobody I've ever met has had compassion enough to touch a leper. Nobody I've ever met has compassion enough to put their arms around me. Nobody I've ever met has had enough love in their heart to put their arm around me and to tell me that they really cared and to show me that they would like to make a difference in my life. Surely this is not real. Surely this is a dream. Teach me. See if I'm awake. Surely it's eating at him. Though it's just probably just moments from the kneeling, from the falling, from the worshiping, to the begging, to the touch. To him, it wasn't a moment. To him, it seemed like days. It seemed like hours. And it's going over in his mind. Do you understand tonight the torture of something eating at your mind? Toby, you understand tonight when something begins to gnaw at your mind, you can't figure it out. You can't comprehend what's going on. But you know that something is good, but I cannot fix it in my mind that it's actually for me. I cannot fix it. It's real though. Good is for you. Good is for every one of you. There is good available for you if you would but believe. But you see, that's what the enemy of your soul is endeavoring to do tonight, is to keep you in a realm of unbelief, to keep you doubting that God would ever do good for you, to keep you doubting that God would ever heal you, to keep you doubting that God would ever deliver you from the wretchedness and the harmlessness of the leprosy of sin tonight. God wants to. Seemed like a long time, but he said, surely nobody'd have that much compassion. Nobody'd have that much concern. Nobody'd care. But yet he said, if you can't, you will. You can. He was at his last straw. He was at the end of his rope. He was at the end of his rope. You know what? You know what? I don't believe Jesus stood there stretched full length. The man's on the dirt. I said the man's in the dirt. The man is in the dirt. He's kneeled. He's fell on his face. He's worshiping him. If thou wilt, thou canst. I believe Jesus got down there with him. He said, I will. I will. I will. I will. I will. Be thou clean. And wouldn't one bit of leprosy got on Jesus? But it cleansed him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And I believe God made him whole. I believe if he'd done lost a finger, God put it back on. I believe that he made him whole. Glory to God. Somebody really cared. Somebody really cared. Somebody really cared. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm not through with you, boy. You go to the priest and you go tell him. You go give that offering. Amen. But he said, don't tell no man. He said, in other words, shut your mouth and go do the offer, the sacrifice. Go to the priest, offer the sacrifice. Go tell no man. Go tell no man. Now, something else is eating at him. Something else is gnawing on his mind. Something's eating at me. I look at my hands, they're as pure as a baby's hands. I feel myself, it feels like I've never been sick a day in my life. I don't feel any pain anymore. I don't feel any rejection anymore. I don't feel the influence of hurt anymore. And he tells me to say nothing to no man. I can't stand it. I've got to tell somebody. I've got to tell somebody. I've got to tell somebody what Jesus has done for me. It's eating at him now. But look at our text in verse 2. Without in the desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Amen. He said, it's eating at me. I can't be quiet about it. It's eating at me. I got to go tell somebody what He's done for me. Amen. That is what happens tonight when you would come to God and believe Him. I want to tell somebody. Would you stand up all over the house tonight? Would you stand up and lift your hands toward heaven? Have you been in leprosy? Have you been in leprosy? Have you been in a horrible place with a horrible disease of sin? But Jesus came by. You didn't think He cared. You didn't think He could do nothing. Or you thought He could, but you didn't think He would. But Jesus came by, and Jesus made you whole. Why don't you praise Him for tonight? Why don't you glorify Him? I must tell somebody what Jesus has done for me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, but listen. Oh, but listen. Play song. Oh, but listen. Oh, but listen tonight. Everybody in the house couldn't lift their hands and thank God. Everybody in the house could not lift their hands and thank God that they'd been delivered from the sin of leprosy, from the horrible disease of sin. You couldn't do that. And it is eating at you. It is gnawing at your very life. It's chewing on you, piece by piece by piece. It is destroying you, piece by piece by piece. It's destroying you. Tonight, Jesus is coming by. Jesus is already in the house. Jesus is here tonight. You saw what He's done in others' lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You saw what He's done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand right here. You saw what He's done. You saw what He's done. Stand right here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Mark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You saw what He's done. A life of alcohol. Was you in alcohol? A life of sin, a life of debauchery, a life of incompleteness. But Jesus come by. This sister said, I know He can, but will He? And He did. Backslid on God. Had started at a young age, but backslid on God. But you saw Jesus coming by. And you said, Lord, I know You will. I know You can, but will You? Jesus said, I will. Hallelujah. A life of sin, ungodliness, unrighteousness, nowhere to go, a nobody, rebellious from God. But you saw Jesus come by. And Jesus, You cried, I know You can, but will You? And Jesus said, I will. I will. A life of regret, a life of downs, a life of disappointments. But you saw Jesus came by, and you said, Lord, if You will, I know You can. And Jesus said, I will. Is it eating at you tonight? Is it gnawing at you tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raised around the truth. Heard that truth preached, but rebelled and went the other way. Oh, yes. And said, God, I can't give these cigarettes up. But if You will, I know You can help me. And He did. And He did. And He did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
locked up, incarcerated, felt like a nobody. But you said, Lord, if you will, I know you can. Jesus said, I will. Raised a good boy, but just did not have what you needed from God. Oh, but you said, Lord, if you will, I know you can. And he said, I will. He will tonight. He will if you call on him. 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 Is it eating at you? Is it eating at you? Is it eating at you tonight? Is something eating on you? Would you like to get victory? Would you like to have victory tonight? Would you like to have victory tonight? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Right now, there is a host of examples of what Jesus has done gathered around this altar to pray with you. I said there's a host of what Jesus has done, and there's many more out there. But tonight you need to come. Tonight you need to come and get that load, get that gnawing out of your heart. Get that eating out of your heart. Come on, son. This service is made for you, Toby. Come on down. Come on down. He will. He will. He will. He will. There's others. There's others. Oh, there's others. Would you come tonight? Lord, I know you can if you will. Come on, don't fight it off. Don't fight it all. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Something's eating at me. At first it was eating at his physical body. Then it began to eat at his mind. Then it began to eat at his understanding. But now it's eating at him because he wants to tell somebody. He wants to tell somebody. He wants to tell somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody in the house, let's come pray with these that's already up here.